welcome everyone to 175th episode of Politically High Tech. This is going to be your festive Christmas Eve edition of this podcast. I got some gift suggestions. It's a long list, but I'm going to really just go through the top 10. Some of them are actually really, really cool, and they could please multiple types of audiences, okay? So with that, let's just go through the list. I'm going to share with you for transparency reasons, okay? Just for transparency reasons. You may see a little crappy background there. You could just ignore that. Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to go through the whole 65 list, but I will put the link in the description, okay? So you can look through it yourself. But I am going to talk about only the top 10, and to make it spoiler rich, you're going to go for number one. Number one is a Rocketbook Smart. It's a reusable kind of notebook. These are people who love to take notes. It's available so many colors. It's reasonably priced too for such a great tool. It's a combination of old school with the new school, and to me, that's my preferred preference. Reusable pages, you can erase them, and has grid styles, including a Pilot Frixion pen, whatever that is. I don't know what kind of pen it is. I'm not a pen expert. And the average price is $34. Yeah, because you can take notes, erase, you can reuse those pages again. You can share them through cloud. That's what makes it very interesting. It's what's called a smart reusable notebook. Regular notebook can't do that unless you just scan the thing, but it'd be pretty messy by the time you go through that whole process. So that's a good gift for someone who loves to take notes, who's detail oriented, who loves to plan every single minute of their lives. Number two, it's an HP portable photo printer. It costs about $100 on Amazon. This here is what makes this interesting is that it's portable. You can try, you can't carry a printer with you, right? Well, when you're going through all this travel, so, and it's small, it's mobile. It can be connected to a smart mobile app, okay? And you can do prints with augmented reality. So, all right, it's very interesting. And then we got this amber temperature control smart mug. This is obviously the part two of it, the second model. Costs $130 across multiple retailers, Bloomingdale's and Nordstrom to be more prominent. And it will maintain the drink's nice, warm, hot temperature for at least another 1.5 hours. The maximum capacity is 10 ounces. You can order it black, white, and red. Oh, red is festive color. And white, black. Oh, it's good for Halloween, I guess. And then number four is the iFixit Manta Driver Kit. This one is good for someone who is a handy person, okay? I say handyman. I've known a couple of handy women in my life. It's a nice tool for someone who wants to keep their tools organized, because some of them, when they carry tools, let's just be real, they're messy, okay? They're not the most organized, and it takes a while for them to find the right tool. So organization matters, people. And then this one is good for more of a photographer. High-tech photographer. This is the Holy Stone HS280 foldable drone. Well, be careful what state you use this, because you're gonna get in trouble if you don't comply by the laws, and it's a real deal. And police have cracked down on this several times. I know in my state, New York, they did, and I'm sure other states are gonna do it too. Some states are more relaxed. Just check your laws before you think about buying this, or at least your intended target. What state he or she currently lives in. Okay. Yeah, and it's $80. Yeah, pretty cheap drone. And then they got a sleep aid device, $60. And they got the links for Amazon and Uncommon Goods. This one is used timeline to teach the user how to fall asleep. And according to the website, it claims that more than 500,000 people are using it, and they love the product and they sleep in better. So if you know you have someone who has trouble sleeping, this is a gift for them. And this is last minute. I get it. This is for the procrastinators, really. I'm not a procrastinator, so I can brag. I'm only a procrastinator if the gift is freaking easy, like a digital gift cards for, I don't know, PSN, Xbox, Nintendo, where little gift cards. That's the only time I'm kind of last minute. If it's an easy gift, I plan those and last minute. I like to get those difficult stuff over with, then work my way down to the easies. And then this one caught my attention. Number seven, Tidbit thing is called. It's a smart LED display, awesome gift for retro charms with modern functionality. If this is gonna be my branding, this would have to be it, because I act like a boomer sometimes, and sometimes I act like a modern millennial. So this is a good good gift for me, really. $200@tidbit.com. You could put messages, and it can even have, it can display information like calendar events, weather, sports. I like the charm to it. I gotta say, I really like this one. Yeah, I'm sure my bias here. I really like this gift. If some random person gives me this gift, I would have to say, don't be random, don't be mysterious. Please, please reveal at least your basic identity, you know, like the name and your email. And just do that in a private chat, please. Don't need to reveal it to the whole public, or else it's gonna leave a bad taste in my mouth. Number 8, this is a headset, a pretty pricey one, $100. It's at Amazon and Walmart. It's comfy. I love a comfy headphone. A lot of them are not. It has sound quality cancellation noise. So I would like that headset as well. But the ones catching my most attention would be number 7. That'd be good for me. And then number 9. This is a self-cleaning water bottle. It's $99 Amazon and Saks at Fifth Avenue. Of course, anything in New York, it's more expensive in general. And then $5 less at Nordstrom. Okay, so if you want a little discount, you know where to go. This one has a ultraviolet light. This kind of light kills a lot of the baddies. It kills viruses, it kills germs. I mean, if you want to incorporate more practical tech to fight against bad germs, this is it. And it's in the water. That's good, because a lot of water is contaminated. Okay, I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole conspiracy theory, but a lot of water is contaminated. You can check the studies yourself. This is not something I would like to make up. I used to thought tap water was good, okay? And it can keep the liquids hot for 12 hours and cold for 24 hours. Recharge your batteries there. It can last a few months between charges. Yeah, so it's pretty expensive, to say the least. But if you really care about clean water, you won't let the price hold you back. And then for my last reporting, I'm not going through this whole list. I credit the author here. I gotta say, this list is pretty good, but I'm not going through all 65. You can click on that link just to go through the rest of the 65. I'm just going through the top 10 here. This one, Physics Draft Pour Beer Dispenser. This is for beer drinkers. I drink beer on occasion. It's, for some reason, it's very expensive. Walmart, $196. Well, on Amazon's $125, so you know where to go. And it does include a charger and a pair of AA batteries, which, you know, most places say, oh, each battery is sold separately. Not in this case. It is sold together, like one cohesive unit. Okay, it can accommodate bottles and cans as well. I mean, it's even claimed to even enhance the flavors, so that's phenomenal. I gotta say, very, very phenomenal indeed. So I got the whole materialistic, capitalistic part out of the way, okay? And now I'm gonna go through the more Christian, some of you can call it religious. Yes, I am using a kid's website, because I know for a fact, some adults out here are ignorant. And if you want to be offensive, I'm using teachingcatholickkids.com as a source. Go right ahead. Go drink your own emotional Kool-Aid, because we need a refresher. Or if you're humble, don't admit this to me, please. Just don't admit it if you can't handle the embarrassment. I'm going to teach you about what are the different contexts of a Christmas season. And it's not freaking 2 days, not Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Spoiler alert. Okay. See, that's Advent, right? Advent starts pretty damn soon. Okay. 4 Sundays prior to the 25th. So it starts right after Thanksgiving, in other words. Only Sunday after the so-called radical crazy Black Friday. Christmas Day, you already know I'm going to skip that. The octave of Christmas is that week between December 25th to January 1st, the New Year's. So that's another context of octave is the 8th day. Supposedly. My octave is 8, so it's not supposedly. And then there's the 12 days of Christmas from December 26th to January 6th. January 6th got such a stain because of what happened, unfortunately, in the Capitol building. So let's just ignore that. Let's just use January 6th as Epiphany Day. Okay? Epiphany Day. And then right after that is Three Kings Day for the Latino people out there. And then this is the full Catholic context of the Christmas season. It starts at the 25th and it ends at February 2nd. Yeah, Christmas season is that long. So if you see this a little bit later, it's okay because you might get a better deal. Retails are slick like this. I'll say a little after New Year's, you could get a better deal than the so-called Black Friday and Christmas deal, okay? Just search carefully. If you're a smart shopper, you know what I'm talking about. Just be more conscious. Pay attention to those prices. You're going to see them come down pretty suddenly because obviously the demand for it is lower and there's more supply. That's basic economics. If there's more supply than demand, the product is cheaper. Well, if it's less supply and more demand, it's more expensive. Of course, there's a whole inflation factor too that does affect both the demand and the supply. So inflation is a very good example of that, by the way. So, yeah. And when you celebrate this holiday, I know you want to get gifts. Gifts are fine. I'm not against you giving gifts. I don't want you to be a Grinch. I have been a Grinch in the past. It's not pretty. But I will say this. Do not put that as your number one priority. Maybe number two, but not number one. This is the birth of Christ, okay? And if you're going to be a non-practicing Christian, at least give a gift to your family and spend quality time. This is about giving. Christmas is about spending time with family, okay? And make sure that they reciprocate that. And be a bit indirect and subtle about that. At least I recommend that. You could take my advice or not, that's entirely up to you. But just make sure you're not the one that's overgiving and the person's not at least reciprocating, because I've seen that a lot, that the givers keep on giving and the takers just keep on taking. You have to put your foot down eventually. If that person want to give you a gift no more, then fine. Then you stop giving. Because givers give too much and they burnt out. They get depressed, become miserable. I know, I've been there. And I've also been the taker too. Ooh, free gift, free money. I've been on both roles, okay? I've been on both roles. And then the takers, start giving more, okay? You know who you are. Start giving more. Reciprocate. The person's giving, find a way to give back. It doesn't always have to be material. It can be sometimes spending more time with them or helping them with something that they're struggling with. It doesn't have to be material, but give back. Giving back is important. And sadly, with this instant culture, a lack of attention culture, quick and easy culture, we forget that. Everything's about getting over somebody and making a quick buck. Or gain quick advantage to screw people over. Like, you can do that on a regular business day, but put that aside for this season, at least. I mean, you should put that aside in general. But at least for a season, try to put that aside. That's all I could say about that. Okay, that's all. It's not gonna be a very long episode, I'll tell you that much. Because I want you to enjoy your holiday. And I don't want to keep yapping. Sometimes act like I'm my high horse. Or sometimes overly humbling myself to the point of self-deprecation. Or just being a clown and an ass for your entertainment. Just remember one thing. We humans are social beings. We need to talk to each other. We need to stay connected as much as possible. Despite a lot of distractions that we are dealing with, we need to stick together, okay? Because this world is very divisive, and you don't have to dig very deep to know that or confirm that. So if you enjoy this high-tech video, okay, give a like, share, subscribe, comment. If you're listening to this on either Acast, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify, give your feedback and, God willing, provide a 5-star review. If you give anything other than that, you're a Grinch. Nah, but just give your honest feedback, okay? I appreciate honesty. So with that out of the way, from wherever you're listening to this podcast, you have a blessed day, afternoon, or night.